The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Austin, Chief Executive Officer of Xeros Technology Group. That's XSG ticker. Neil, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Justin. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and you've just released your preliminary results for the year ended the 31st December 2022. So we'll discuss that, and we'll discuss the outlook and where you see the company going. Before we do, Neil, for people maybe not familiar with Xeros, can you explain what you're about, please?
Yeah, absolutely, Justin. So I guess in a nutshell, we're a green tech business. So we are based in Sheffield, been AIM listed for a few years now, and we are primarily, you know, a collection of scientists, engineers, and we're very much focused on working towards trying to find solutions to some of the world's biggest environmental issues. The key areas that we're kind of focusing on, Justin, will be effectively apparel production and apparel care. So, you know, huge kind of polluter, unfortunately, massive user of water and energy, and an industry that also produces a significant amount of microplastics. So Xeros is very much focused on finding ways that that industry, and indeed the appliances industry, which we, you know, washing machine manufacturers in particular, care for those garments afterwards as well. So our technology is about reducing the water, the energy, and the pollutants that are used, and also trying to extend the life of the garment as well. In this world of fast fashion, it's ever important that we think about trying to maintain the garments that we use for as long as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And so your technology sort of comes under three headlines or banners of filtration, care, and finish. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So if I kind of start with finish, finish is very much about the garment production. Mm-hmm. So we talk about finish as in the finishing of those garments. So it's actually one of the largest polluting elements of a garment production. So kind of 36% of the GHG emissions that come from the lifetime, if you like, of a garment come from the production, the finishing of that garment. So typically these would be in kind of large rotating drums with water, heat and chemistry used within it. Mm-hmm. And we have created a patented technology which uses our X-drum and our X-orbs. These are kind of nylon beads. Mm-hmm. And effectively it displaces a large amount of the water that's being used, which means that you've obviously got a reduced water consumption in that process. You've got reduced energy consumption. And actually we've also started to see they've got reduced chemical usage as well. So those garments can be produced with a smaller impact upon the environment, but equally for a lower price as well. So it finishes, if you like, kind of where it starts for us, if you'll excuse that. Mm-hmm. And then also we look at care, which, as I said before, care is very much about the care of our clothes. So this is about trying to access the appliances industry. And we have a technology. So again, it's using the X-drum and the X-orbs, and it's been implemented within washing machines. So as and where people launder their clothes, we're very much about trying to help them, again, reduce the water and the energy, but as I said before, extend the lifetime of that garment as well. So the X-orbs actually have a very beneficial effect in terms of massaging the garments, as opposed to a harsher kind of regime, which we see with chemical usage. So the idea being the life cycle of that garment from its production right the way through to its use is massively extended, and equally the amount of energy and water that's used will be reduced as well by using Xeros tech. The third one, which you mentioned, Justin, is filtration. So it's kind of the newest element to the Xeros stable, and this is very much filtration of microplastics. So something which is obviously really topical at the moment. We've got patented technology, which in its first iteration is actually installed inside a domestic washing machine. And that captures 99% of all of the microfibers which are shed by all clothes during a laundering process. So it's something that we're really proud of. It's been tested by German institutes. It's kind of taken a challenge against some of the other technologies within this field, and we've kind of come top of the pile in each case. And as a result of that, we've actually now signed up three partners for it within the last 12 months. So these are manufacturing partners who have access to somewhere in the region of about 90 to 125 million washing machine production every single year. So all of the major brands that you might care to name, we've got access now to them through the licensing partnerships that we've got on the filtration.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just reading some stats on, you know, microfibers, and it's quite scary here. You say on the website there, 700,000 microfibers are shed from our clothes every wash, creating 500,000 tons of microplastics that flow into the world's oceans every day. So it is a very pressing issue, and like I say. And so what's for filtration, for example, you came top of the pile. What kind of, you know, competition is out there then, Neil?
Well, I think first I should say it's good that there is competition, because if we were the only solution within this space, you know, we would be concerned. So the people are taking it seriously. But yeah, I mean, there are some alternatives out there. The issue that they have is the fact that in reality, the majority of clothes that people launder are a mixture of man-made materials and organic materials. So, you know, microfibers are shed by both of those, but they're different in terms of their chemical makeup. And what that means is that a filtration mesh, which is used by some of the other providers within the space, it is good at capturing, say, the synthetic materials, so the microplastics, but unfortunately, it also then captures and clogs with the synthetic materials as well. And so, unfortunately, what that means is that the solution that they've come up with is to effectively have a bypass process. So that means that as soon as the filter becomes clogged and the water can no longer flow through it, the machine activates a bypass, so the water just doesn't get filtered anymore. So it kind of defeats the purpose of it. We've worked long and hard at this. We had a bit of a head start. We've R&D processes of somewhere between 4.5 to 5 years now, to get us to this stage, and that's why we feel very confident. And indeed, the inbound queries, if you like, that we continue to have for us tell us that we're onto something quite special with it.
Yeah, yeah, excellent stuff. So take us through some of the operational highlights. And you touched on some of them there, licenses, but take us through some of the operational highlights, for the year 2022, if you could.
Sure. So as I said, filtration is becoming an ever more important part of the business. So we had signed up a major component supplier who we named as Hanning. About 12 months ago, actually, now. Such has been the success that we've had with them and demonstrated the efficacy of the filtration device that we've actually now got two further licensees in place. This puts us in a really strong place, because one is never a comfortable place when we're trying to find solutions for the brands, the OEMs that actually manufacture the washing machines. By having a further two, it allows us to be able to offer a choice, and also gives us greater access to all of those washing machine manufacturers as well. So we're really very well set now in terms of our partnerships on X-Filter and licensing. On the finish side of it as well, we've made some really good progress. So the finish technology is actually a little bit more progressed. So we have machinery in Bangladesh, which has got Xeros technology, which actually produces jeans at this moment in time. And what we've worked hard to do is to raise awareness within, if you like, the decision makers, so the brands, the apparel brands, the retail brands in the UK and Europe primarily, so that they can understand the benefits that they can get from our tech. One of those in particular, a major European retailer, has made significant strides forward with us on an endorsed trial, and we've been able to demonstrate significant savings, so a 15% saving versus what they had previously been able to get. So again, those water and energy savings, as well as cost savings that we talked about before. On the care side of the business, so this is the washing machine, we again made some good progress. So we have a long-standing partnership with an Indian company called IFB, and they have now started a trial with Indian Railways. So I think, as most people know, Indian Railways is one of the world's largest employers. And IFB have managed to place a Xeros-enabled machine for trial in one of their sites. So again, a significant opportunity to be able to access a major business, both from an Indian and a global perspective. Also on CARE, we have started to move ever closer towards getting the technology into the hands of consumers. So it's always been there for commercial use, if you like. But in December of last year, we actually launched a kind of a crossover product. So what we call a kind of semi-professional 11kg machine. Mm-hmm. Again, through the partnership with IFB. And for the first time now, the Xeros technology is actually available to consumers to be able to use in their homes, albeit a kind of a high net worth individual. And this is in anticipation of a mass market launch, which is scheduled to happen later this year with IFB. So on all three of the technologies, we've made some really good progress in the short time that I've been with the business since joining in August of last year.
Yeah. And going forward, I mean, where are you sort of, you know, financially? I mean, you know, I could say the Broken Oak can see your revenues, even coming from a small base, are going to grow over the next few years. And they have you penned in to be sort of profitable in 2025. But assumingly, this is just, I mean, the market isn't getting any smaller, is it?
No, I mean, you know, in terms of the financials and where we are today, so shortly after I joined, we conducted a raise in September of last year, a fully subscribed raise. Again, good validation support from our institutional investor base, which reflected the fact that they have faith in what we're doing. We went through a period, I think, of change. Obviously, the first thing I did when joining was considering cost and the operational costs to the business. So I've implemented some streamlining there. So there was a bit of initial cost associated with that last year. But for sure, we're starting to see the benefits of it last year. So a cash burn of somewhere in the region of about 500K, we're now down to about 450K. And we're expecting to see that reduce further into the second half of this year, down to 400K. So we're managing our costs prudently, but we're also making sure that we don't sacrifice the significant opportunities that are there. So as we said, if it's even just denim production, you know, there are 1.2 billion pairs of jeans produced every year. If we can get access to just a small part of that, I mean, there's obviously a significant impact that we can make in terms of profitability, but for sure also from an environmental perspective, also in the laundry side of the business. So whether that be on CARE or filtration, you know, there's a significant market. Globally, it's anywhere between 100 to 125 million washing machines are produced every single year. Even in just in Europe, it's anywhere between 25 to 30 million machines. So our licensing agreements that we have in place with the three component manufacturers will return anywhere between 2 to 3 euros, we project, per sale of the componentry into a manufacturer. So significant opportunity. And the key thing that we always look for is the market ready for that? I mean, I think most people subjectively would say, yes, there is an appetite for microfiber filtration, but there's also a legislative environment which is encouraging that. So France has legislated that from Jan 1st, 2025, all washing machines must have a microfiber solution. The EU is shaping up to legislate in line with that, as is the UK, as is California. And we're actively supporting and influencing those decisions. Just this week, we released a white paper to help better inform the EU Commission about the recommendations that they will make about microfiber filtrations within washing machines. So everything tells us that the industries we are looking towards are absolutely ready for the technology that we've got. We're market leading. So we offer significant savings, and equally we're very well placed because we've got those licensing agreements in place with very reputable manufacturers on all three of the technologies that we bring to market.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Well, I suppose quite appropriate, because I'm going to ask you for three reasons, Neil. Three reasons why someone right now listening to the progress you're making should, if they're not following the story, should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add you to their watch list, please.
Well, I mean, there's the investment case, which I think I've kind of spoken about a little bit before. But, you know, We are an IP licensing business, so you know, the business model is very profitable. So our costs are pretty much fixed, which means that as and when we start to get the growth through industry adoption, we will see a significant level of profitability that comes from that. We have a very strong patent portfolio, which backs that up as well. So 38 patent families to be able to ensure that our position is well protected from a legal perspective. We have, as I said, market-leading technology. You know, we genuinely can show double-digit savings, whether that's on water, energy, or indeed, in some case, the cost of the manufacturing or the care of garments. So, you know, this is not small savings that the industry can have. And I think that the final bit, as I said, which is that, you know, we have those agreements in place. We're not a theoretical technology. In pretty much all cases, certainly on care and on finish, we have our technology out there, whether it's laundering Air France uniforms in France, whether it is processing denim in Bangladesh, or whether it's imminently on the filtration side of it as well. We have those partnerships in place, and the technology is ready to go.
Excellent stuff. Neil, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. You're very welcome.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.